He's the integrative cardiologist with a heart. It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show.
Marijuana coming to a store near you. It's going to be legal, whether we like it or not, probably more politically because we can't afford to, the prison population. But, you know, it seems like there's zealots and there's the people that say it's all bad and it should be banned and it's a starter drug. And there's probably a lot of science to support that. And then there's the people saying it's all good. It's medical. It didn't come to the public because it was going to replace pharmaceuticals. It wasn't made public because it was a better kind of rope. I don't know any of that. What I am here is to be a physician, and I am here to tell you the risks and benefits of marijuana. And I think that there's some incredible benefits, but one of the side effects can be man boobs, and it's not a very good term. So Kevin, our producer over on there and our engineer, said moobies. Kevin, thank you for that. See, I didn't just steal your phrase. I did credit you with that. Movies, whatever it is, we don't want any part of them. Now, up until now, one of the biggest concerns when I have patients come in with man boobs or breast tissue, gynecomastia, we should be more politically correct. I'll look at beer consumption because there's a lot of hops, and especially the low-carb beers tend to be a big problem, or that men actually can develop estrogen dominance, or they're on testosterone, and the testosterone is starting to convert to estrogen. These are all things that I looked at in the past, along with just a lack of exercise as we get older. Now we have marijuana to contend with, and it absolutely can cause you to grow breast tissue. Now, everybody knows a stoner. I know people that still wake up, smoke pot, and go start their day. They smoke pot when they come home, and this is physicians. Trust me, a lot of doctors smoke pot or marijuana because, well, let's face it, it's hard to get pulled over and arrested for a driving under the influence of marijuana. They can usually get away with it. They keep their air clear. So I've known doctors that have smoked it every day for years. Have some of them developed breast tissue? Yeah, some of them have, and some of them haven't. So the question is what can Dr. Weiss do for you in order to say, okay, maybe I want to use some marijuana to relax? You know, I live in Colorado, and I live in states that are legalizing it. Maybe I just want to get stoned one day instead of drinking beer. Or I've got back pain. Or I'm on antidepressants. Because, listeners, let me tell you, medical marijuana, if used properly, can be amazingly effective. Amazingly effective. But let's break it down to what you need to know. Now, first thing you need to know is that the part that gives you the high is the tetrahydrocannabinols. There is another part of it called CDOs, and I believe they're cannabidiols, but I'm probably saying that wrong. There's different compounds in this plant that give you different effects. The one that gets you high is not the one that helps you with your pain. Now, the one that gets you high can make it so you don't care about the pain as much. That's absolutely true. And look, opiates don't do anything other than make it so you don't think about the pain and don't really care about the pain anymore. You're buzzed. That's what opiates do. That's how it dulls your pain. That's why you give people opiates too long, it's no longer effective, or some people, they don't work at all. So the part that gets you high can make you not care about it, but the medical portion for pain is the CDOs. So rule number one is, if you're using marijuana for pain, there are very few species that contain the high amount of CDOs. And if you just walk into one of these marijuana pharmacies and say, I'll take the Colombian this, or I'll take the Colorado Special or the Led Zeppelin this, it probably isn't going to be medicinal. You have to know the specific species that has the high CDOs. Now, if you are looking for stuff that gets you high to relax, then you can get a variety of the others, but it's the tetrahydrocannabinol or the THC component. Now, let's talk about the breast tissue. What we're talking about is the effect is affecting estrogen receptors, stimulating estrogen receptors. Now, there's a couple things that will do it. There's apigenin, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, it's an aglycone of a flavonoid of a phytoestrogen that is found in cannabis. And this apigenin has a high affinity for the estrogen receptor, hence the mooby maker or the man breast maker. So in marijuana is a direct compound, similar to almost soy. And look, I don't like hemp protein either. Sorry for the hemp protein people out there, because hemp protein has some of this stuff in it as well. Hemp has always been known as estrogenic in the botanical kingdom, but it's probably this flavonoid, this phytoestrogen. So when they did the studies, they concentrated the smoke, fed it to people and rats and animals, which is scary. And that always spooks me when it's done on animal studies. But what they found is the concentrated marijuana smoke, just that you take in, absolutely is estrogenic. So if you go and somebody passes you a joint, a marijuana cigarette, a bong, whatever it is, when somebody gives you that at a party, that will be estrogenic. Will one puff give you man boobs? No. But chronic use will. It'll absolutely, because you have to understand, the marijuana that's out there is a lot stronger than it was before, than it was even 5-10 years ago. So yes, chronic use of just that smoke is going to give you issues. Now, if you use it medically, can you avoid this? Well, absolutely. So let's look at medicine now. Let's not look at the buzz. And first things first, when you are getting marijuana, you have to get the high CDO species. That's C as in Carl, D as in Dominic, O as in Oscar. The high CDO marijuana. That's the stuff you have to get. Second of all, you don't want to get a lot of smoke, because all the smoke is going to have this in it. So you don't want to concentrate big billows of smoke. You don't want to blow a giant amount of exhaust out of your face. That's not a successful medical treatment for marijuana. You use a vaporizer and you get just a little bit of an inhale in, which will get the CDOs into your system to get you the pain blocking anesthetic effect that you need. And then you blow out a little puff. That can help calm the estrogenic effect. Now, I know patients that have used marijuana at the high CDOs for over 10 years now. That's about the longest that I've heard of. I've not seen any gynecomastia, no movies, no man breasts that are developing in it. So I do think it's possible to avoid it. But you have to understand that if you're going to go and suck on a big joint with concentrated smoke, that concentrated marijuana smoke is going to grow breast tissue over time. It is. If you use a small amount of the high CDO with the vaporizer to help with depression, to help with chronic pain, then you are going to be able to avoid a peck of trouble. And when I'm talking about a peck of trouble, let's talk about what the treatment is for man breasts, okay? Now, this isn't our first runaround with them. A lot of people that drink beer. Beer has hops. Hops can make man breasts as well, especially some of these low-carb beers that are triple hopped, like you see in the commercial. Those hops can grow man breasts. And what do? I have them get rid of that type of beer, switch their alcohol, whatever it is, and do a lot of push-ups. And if that doesn't work, it's surgery. That's it. And it's not even covered under insurance. It is cosmetic breast surgery for men. Something that I don't want any of my patients to go through. So we are talking about medical marijuana. We are talking about estrogenic effects of marijuana. And we are also talking about how to avoid it if you choose to use this. Now, let's look at some numbers on man breasts. 33% to 41% of men between the ages of 25 and 45 already have a problem with man breasts. Can you imagine if we're going to throw marijuana into that mix? It's a Seinfeld episode. It is the man's ear. It is a big problem. And look, it's going to get worse if you do not properly use this drug. So the connection between marijuana and breast tissue and man boobs is very, very real. Concentrated smoke with the high THCs, but mostly concentrated smoke, that's what's going to get you in trouble. That's going to get you to your man boobs. But if you use the CDO for medicinal treatment with a vaporizer and very low smoke, you will stay well. You will stay pain-free. It will help you with your mood in your life. And that's what we want you to be happy at Radio MD.